Let's get it going. So what's up, guys? You're watching Kicking It with Keish live on via Instagram, via Facebook, or you're listening to the podcast. This is my very first episode, and I am uber excited. Today's snack of the day, and if you know me, you know that I absolutely love food. And my snack of the day is the Blue Diamond Almonds Wasabi and Soy Sauce. Now, I know what you're thinking. Gross, Keish. How could you? Try them. They're absolutely amazing. The calorie count is not too high, but you're not going to eat a whole 14 servings per container. But if you do, I'm not judging you. Who says you really have to go by the serving size on the back of the container? Because you don't. I rarely ever do. I'm not going to count out 14 almonds. No, it says 28. I'm not going to count out 28 almonds. I'm going to eat until I get tired, and that's probably about 48. Because I like grabbing, eating, shaking, eating. You know what? Whatever. Anywho, this is the snack of the day. Shout out to Blue Diamond. If you want to sponsor, you should. Now, today's quote of the day. For this episode, our quote of the day is, all of a sudden, you'll know it's time to start something new and trust the magic of new beginnings. I don't know who wrote that, but it was great. Anywho, let's say that again. The quote of the day today is, all of a sudden, you'll know it's time to start something new and trust the magic of new beginnings. This is for sure a new beginning. It is a new beginning of my podcast, a new beginning of me broadcasting live, a new beginning of me producing my own show and editing and starring in and having a lot of hosts, a lot of guests about the show. So, as many of you know, I do a character on YouTube called Swanisha, who is a flight attendant character, and it's for comedy purposes and to get information out there to the travel civilians, and they absolutely love Swanisha, and I love all of my Swanisha fans all over the world. You guys make me so happy. I am very interactive with my fans, and that will never stop. If you see me in the airport or out in public, please do not hesitate to speak. I love taking pictures. I love signing. Have I signed the autograph yet? I haven't signed the autograph yet, but I love taking pictures with people, and I wouldn't mind signing autographs. About this podcast, it's going to be about everything I want it to be about. We are going to have guests from all over. If you do something amazing, or if you have a company you want for me to do a commercial about, for on my podcast, on air, I would so love to do it. Just let me know. There's no problem. A little bit about me. I'm Keish. I am a child of adoption. I was put in foster care at birth, adopted at the age of 2. I am currently 27 years old. I am a flight attendant, and I am a comedian. I am also a preacher. I am a licensed minister. My show, Kicking It With Keish, or the podcast, is not a Christian-based show, so I'm not gonna Bible beat you guys to death, but I just might talk about the Lord every now and then. But that does not mean if you are not a Christian, you aren't open to follow, because my show is not gonna be Christian-based. I'm a very cultured person, so I invite everybody of all cultures to listen, because it's like I said, it's not a religious-based show. It's about everyday stuff, whatever I really feel like talking about. And about that, let's get on to today's topic. I know I keep looking at the top camera. I'm going to look at this camera, and I know I'm online. But anywho, today's episode is about situationships. The title is Jump Off of That Situationship. That is a tongue twister. I've gotten tongue-tied trying to say situationship about 5 times, and that's probably the first time I've ever said it all the way through. So let's talk about this. Where do we want to start? Breaking up with someone. Okay, so let's define situationship, shall we? A situationship is a relationship that has no label on it, like a friendship, but more than a friendship, but not quite a relationship. Instead, both individuals continue teetering and tottering on a seesaw that is their undefined relationship for months. Sometimes even years. Let me tell you what I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna be in no more situationships. I'm absolutely not. I'm done. So I figured that I was done with situationships a long time ago. Matter of fact, it's not even a long time ago, a couple months ago. I noticed that I was in a situationship, And it was a cycle. Oh, it was a cycle. Like, you know how you're not going to pass the test if you continue to make the same mistakes in the test. So I was in a, I found myself in a cycle of being in situationships and not relationships. So I would be in a situation with a guy and I would be head over heels for him. And then we would never get out of the situation and graduate to a relationship. It would always stay a situation like, oh, we're just talking. Yeah, no, I'm tired of talking to people. What are we going to do? Like, granted, I'm just 27, but at the age of 27, or at any age, regardless of how old you are, you cannot get caught up in these situations, because at the end of the day, it's a situation. Like I said, it has no title on it. Anything that they might want to do and not consider your feelings, they're allowed to do. Why? Because it's a situationship and not a relationship. So yeah, that's some of the stuff I'm not going to do. And I don't catch me in no more situationships, because I'm not going to be situated in any more ships if it's not a relationship or a marriage ship or a vowed ship or, you know, something along the lines of that. No more situations. I'm tired of situations. I ain't got time. My watch barely charged now. That means I barely have time for situationships. Next, we have titles versus no titles as far as situationships goes. That's a big thing. A lot of people are like, the new thing nowadays in our generation is to not have titles on things. Like, I've heard it so many times. A title complicates things. Shut up. A title doesn't complicate anything. You're complicating yourself, okay? A title is stating what something is. Like, this is a bottle of Dasani water. That's what it is. That's the title on it. That's what it is. It's not a bottle of faucet water. No, there's no mix. I didn't put faucet water in here. This is actual Dasani water. So that's exactly what it is. This is a phone case. The title on it is phone case. That's what it is. If I'm in a relationship, the title on it is relationship. I'm not. Stop playing. Anybody that avoids titles is avoiding the commitment part, I feel like. If you don't want to call something what it is, like, I guess I'm just frustrated. So, not having a title is avoiding commitment. When you call something, if you're going to call something what it is, call it what it is. If it's not a relationship, then what is it? Are you guys sex buddies? Or are you guys just friends? Put the title on it so that it's understood. Because anything that's not understood is complicated. Anything that's complicated is in the same boat as a situationship. And like I said, we're not doing this again. No more situationships. No more situationships. I probably need speech therapy. Whatever. Don't judge me. Judge your mom's receding hairline. Anywho, let's talk about soul ties. Because that falls up under the line of situationships. Now, the definition of a soul tie is a spiritual or emotional connection you have to someone after being intimate with them sexually, mentally, spiritually, physically, all that. Soul ties are very dangerous, because you could even end up with your like spirit or soul tied to someone that it never had the intentions of being tied with. Like, you never know what somebody is going through. So before you hop into a situationship or a soul tie with someone, mind you, okay, before you hop into a soul tie with anybody, figure out what they're going through. Not what they put on the forefront, but what's going on in the background of their life. Because putting yourself in a soul tie with somebody, and this is a very passionate subject, putting yourself in a soul tie with someone is committing to dealing with their problems. Like, committing to being involved with their spirit involuntarily when you don't know what they have going on. So that means if they're dealing with depression, or if they're dealing with like spirits or something that's tugging on them eternally, then because you've been intimate with them sexually, now that's tugging on your spirit too. There was an issue with some friends of mine, and they were having sex with each other, male and a female. And one of them, I'm not gonna say which who, because I ain't no snitch, but one of them was not fully committed to the other, and the one of them had multiple sex partners. Well, the person that had multiple sex partners was dealing with multiple people, which means them dealing with multiple people, they had soul ties with multiple people. So they were then battling with multiple people's background issues and then bringing it into the same bedroom or to the same intimacy with that other friend of mine. So now not only were they battling with that other person's, you see how I'm tiptoeing around that? Not only were they battling with that other person's background issues, they were also battling with everybody's background issues that that person was dealing with. And that other friend of mine on this end, she was losing her mind, because not only was she dealing with his background issues, she was dealing with his background issues and every other woman he had been with's background issues because of that soul tie. So, be careful. And find out what somebody is dealing with before you go jump into their soul tie. What did I write here on this paper? It says, soul ties. I've defined it. You're battling with spirits and things that they've been dealing with by default. And now, the souls that have been tied have been established, and vice versa. I do not have an answer on how to get rid of soul ties. I've had a soul tie or two, and if you know me, you know I'm transparent. Not only am I a licensed minister, but I'm going to be hot. Pastor Michael Todd out of Oklahoma, he tells preachers or people of his church that he's a hot pastor, which is humble, open, and transparent. So I'm telling you guys, as listeners and followers, I will always be humble, open, and transparent. I've had soul ties with people. And the way that I deal with my soul ties is I cut myself away from the world and I go deeper into spending time in the presence of God. And that's how I personally deal with it. Other people deal with it certain other ways, but that's how I choose to deal with it. Now, some people go and meditate. Some people probably go and get drunk and, you know, do whatever they do. I don't do drugs. And I'm a social drinker, so I choose not to deal with, you know, that's running yourself into a brick wall. So I don't go and do drugs and go drink to wash away my pain or wash away the issues that I deal with. I go to God with it. However you feel like is the best way for you to handle your soul ties or cleansing your spirit, I feel like you should do it. If you have any suggestions on how I can tell my followers how they deal with it or how you deal with it to help them deal with it, please let me know. I don't mind sharing it at any time. The third topic. Wait, what do I have written here? I got a lot written here. The third I have written down. Oh, no. Oh, time wasters. Oh, yeah. Time wasters. So time wasters are people that know they don't want to be in a committed relationship, so they will waste your time. Not everybody has the intentions of wasting time. Some people just don't know what they want to do, but they know they want something with you, and that's a sticky situation. There was somebody I was involved with, and he didn't know what he wanted with me, but he knew he wanted something. And I wouldn't say we wasted time, but if there was just a cutthroat way of doing things, there probably could have been a whole better outlook on what happened with him and I, or what is happening with him and was happening. There probably could have been a whole better outcome understanding. But again, it might have fallen under a situationship. I don't know. But time wasters, okay, back to the point. Time wasters aren't always people that intentionally waste time. But to those time wasters that intentionally waste your time, don't let them. If you've noticed by like the third date or heavy in the conversations that they really don't know what they want, not even what they want in life, what they want from you. Please do not let someone waste your time. Do not get hung up on the potential that somebody has and allow them to waste your time. I've done that before. I've allowed my expectations of somebody, and then don't put expectations on people. Whoever someone is, that is who they, and whoever someone is and what they show you and who they show you they are, believe that that is who they are. Don't ever put expectations on somebody. Don't hype them up in your head, because when you hype them up in your head, then it tends to make you believe that they're going to be something different, and they may not always live up to your expectations. So then you've hyped yourself up about this guy or this person, or this man or this woman to be the man or woman of your dreams, and then they end up wasting your time because you've hyped them up to the expectation in your head, and they're like, I don't want to be your knight in shining armor, or I don't want to be the queen of your castle. I kind of want to still play games. And then they're going to continue to play games while you're holding on to what you want them to be and not who they're showing you. Miss Rebecca says, people show you who they are, we just choose not to believe them. Oh, she is right. Oh, that's good job, Rebecca. People do show you who they are. And I'm not gonna lie, the naive part of me, I've let myself ignore who they show me they are. And I get hung up on who I want them to be so bad. And I'm not gonna lie, it's part of, I guess I had let myself down when I decided to get so hung up on who he could have been. Or who I wanted him to be, and the knight in shining armor I wanted him to be, and the man to come and sweep me off my feet and love me through my wildest and to my wildest dreams. I guess that's what I wanted. And I got hung up on that. And he was showing me the entire time, Keish, I am not who you want me to be. I'm not gonna cuss. But he was showing me the entire time, like, Keish, I am not. At this moment in my life, he was saying that he was not ready to be who I wanted him to be. And if he would have came out in my past, if he would have just came out and said that, I would have appreciated that way more than him just wasting time. But this was a long time ago. What I have written down is men versus women. So we got men time wasters versus women time wasters. So what I have written down here is men know what their intentions are with a woman within a week or two of talking to her, if not sooner. So if he's not actually pursuing you and putting for a genuine effort, then he is indeed using you to pass time. But that goes, I was saying that goes for men and women. But if I've been told by multiple of my male friends that when a man gets involved with you, he knows within a week or two of you guys having conversation or you and him conversing that what he intentionally wants to do with you. Like, whether he has plans to make you his girlfriend, whether he even sees the future with you, even if he doesn't, think about making you his girlfriend so soon. That men kind of know what they want to do with a woman within the first 1 or 2 to 3 weeks. If he's not genuinely pursuing you, let it go. Let it go. Because he's going to continue wasting your time if you let him. Women that are time wasters. Fellas, if she is not giving you effort and interest after you've expressed to her genuinely that you're digging her and want to pursue her, then don't let her waste your time either. She's a time waster. Have enough self-respect not to stick around and just let them waste your time, people, because you can't get that back. Let them waste someone else's time. I will say that I have wasted somebody's time. Like I said, I'm gonna be hot, humble, open, and transparent. I've wasted somebody's time before because I knew that he liked me. I just didn't. Now, granted, I'm not mean. So I didn't know how to break it to him that I wasn't that interested in him. So I tried to like not respond back. I tried to like not answer calls, to like throw the hint like, hey, I don't want to talk to you like that. And he wasn't catching that. Texting every morning with the hey, beautiful, all that. And I'm like, ugh. I guess I have to learn how to be more open and not waste somebody's time. So I do apologize to him if he's watching or listening. I apologize for wasting your time. But yeah, I've wasted somebody's time before. And I'm not proud of it. That is not something that I sit and proudly say that I wasted somebody's time, because I can't give him that time back. I can't even pay him for the time that he spent. And it wasn't like the years or nothing, so don't think I just wasted somebody's time for that long. I probably wasted his time for a good 2 months before he got the hint that I just was not interested. But fellas, if you're trying to holler at a girl and she, now from a woman's point of view, we will text you back. We will hop out the shower to answer a phone call. We will stop cooking. Matter of fact, we'll be cooking and texting. Let me clear like my phone in here. We'll be cooking and texting you. If we really want to talk to you, if we really want, that's for anybody, male or female, but for women for sure. If we really want to respond back to you, we will stop what we are doing and we will respond. Granted, I'm a flight attendant, so I can't always respond back if I'm in the air. But once I land, if I see that text and I'm not like rushing to the hotel or something, we're not gonna use a flight attendant as a perfect situation, because sometimes I get so sidetracked that I forget to check the text messages after I land. My own mom sometimes doesn't get a response. Shout out to Miss Susie. She's gonna be so upset. But mom, sometimes I don't answer your phone call. Don't respond back to your text, because I don't think of it that quick. But anywho, fellas, if a woman is not really interested in you, she's not gonna respond back to you as much as you want her to. Because we respond back, it could be dinosaurs that came back from a frozen cave, and they could be attacking the world. And if we wanted to respond back to you while those dinosaurs are attacking, we sure would. If I'm not that interested, I'm gonna run, and I'm not gonna text you back. So don't let her waste your time. If you as a man have expressed that you are genuinely interested in a woman and she does not reciprocate that genuine interest, don't let her waste your time. And don't keep taking her out to eat, okay? Because a woman will forever say that she's hungry. And don't try to reel women in with taking her out to eat, because women will do that. I know friends that won't even like the guy, but will go out with him just because they're hungry. So don't keep taking these women out to eat thinking that's gonna reel them in for interest. She's hungry, bruh. Find something else to do. Ray, my friend Ray said, y'all stomach ain't that big. Trust me. I know a girl who we were sitting there hanging out, and she's a flight attendant friend of mine, and we were on an overnight, and we had just finished eating. And some guy that she knew in the city we were in was like, hey, you want to go grab a bite to eat or something? And she was like, yes. And I was like, but we just ate. And she was like, oh, I'm just going to go get it. I'm not really going to eat it. I'm going to take it to go and then eat it tomorrow. And I'm like, you don't even like this dude. Why are you wasting his time? Like, why are you wasting your time going? Y'all wasting gas. Y'all wasting time. You being childish. She was like, I'm just hungry. So, fellas, let me tell you. If you've noticed that a girl only responds to you when you offer to take her out to eat, she's wasting your time, fam. Don't let her waste your time. Because she will do it. And Ray, her stomach ain't got to be that big, but her eyes are that big. And if she's hungry, she's going to take the go. I've seen it happen. What else do I have written on this paper? Do I got a back to this? No. So we've hit titles versus no titles, which are commitment games. Guys, don't let anybody feed you the excuse of, oh, I don't want to put a title on it because it'll complicate things. Miss me with that. Let me know what we're doing. There's a guy who is absolutely amazing, and he told me, Keisha, I want you to be my girlfriend. And it took me back. First off, I haven't been in a committed relationship in 8 years since my last boyfriend. Wait, my last official relationship was like 8 or 9 years ago. And since then, like I said, I found myself in that cycle of situationships. There was a guy that after a month and a half of us talking, he let me know that, no, first off, before the month and a half of us talking, right when we started talking, even as friends, we were just conversing as friends, and he was like, I'm not looking for no more friends. I'm not trying to have no more female friends. I'm not looking for that. I want a relationship to where I can build a foundation with a woman and we can grow, and the goal is marriage, and the goal is establishing a kingdom together, and the goal is to build an empire, and that's what I want. And I'm sitting on the phone like, okay, at least he knows what he wants. Not sure if that's gonna be me, but at least he knows what he wants. I appreciate that. Right off the bat, for a man to be like, this is what I want, Keish. And I'm telling you what I want. So if you think you just gonna be one of my, like another friend, I don't need no more friends. So if you just wanna waste my time, like right off the bat, I guess he told me, if you wanna waste time, you ain't wasting mine. So if you don't want, if you wouldn't ever see yourself or consider building any empires or relationships or foundations with me, then I don't need any more friends. And I respected him for that. And low key, it was a bit of a turn on. And I'm not saying turn on is sexually, I'm more of a person, and this is not for everybody, but I'm more of a person that gets turned on mentally and spiritually before sexually and physically. If what you say matches up to your actions, that's a huge turn on for a lot of people, not just me. So, and that was one of the things that I like about him. And so when he told me that, I was like, okay, I can respect that, I guess. And in my head, I had to quickly decide. Like, you put the pressure on these people out here. If you're single and you're talking to people, put the pressure on these people. Make that person quickly decide what they're going to do. If they're going to waste your time, or if they're going to be serious and, you know, be serious about the situation. When grown-ups, we're adults. He put the pressure on the kid, and I had to quickly decide, Keisha, he didn't tell me you're not going to be one of my little friends, okay? He one of my little friends. So I was like, okay, Keisha, you're going to have to take this man seriously. Like, so if you're going to forward this friendship with him or this conversation with him, you are going to have to decide quickly if you're going to want to see yourself in something serious with him, or if you're going to want to tell him, Hey, Keish, I'm not talking to myself. If you were wanting to tell him, hey, I kind of don't want anything serious, and you said you didn't want any friends, so I'm not going to waste your time. I just want y'all to know he put the pressure on the kid, and I ain't waste his time. And I ain't one of his little friends either. Okay, my bad. I'm wilding. Put the pressure on these people, guys. Make them man up or woman up to what they're going to be in your life or what they're going to do. Now, I'm not saying hop out and jump the gun and be like, marry me tomorrow or I ain't talking to you. No, that's a little extreme. We don't want to go to any extremes. Calm down, okay? Marriage isn't something y'all just want to rush into, and relationships aren't just something you want to rush into. But be upfront with people. Don't rush into nothing. Ray said that our friend Kenya, because Ray and Kenya are getting married. Congratulations to two of my, if you don't know, I do a radio show out of Atlanta called The Stew, full of flight attendants. And two of my very good friends, Ray Kendrick and Kenya, Key, I don't know your last name, but we call them Ray K KK because they're great. And they're dating. Well, not even dating no more because last week Ray popped the question. So Ray and Kenya are getting married. But Ray said that Kenya said that to me at the start. So I guess Kenya told him, I don't want him a friend. Well, what did she say, Ray? Hurry up. Respond back quick. If you're listening on the podcast, this is live. So you're listening to this a bit late, but thank you for joining in. Anywho, we got titles versus no titles, which are commitment games. Soul ties are definitely real. And if you missed what I was saying about soul ties earlier, please rewind back and listen to that because that is very much so true. Time wasters, it doesn't get any more simple than time wasters in the definition of being a time waster. Don't let people waste your time. So to wrap this up, don't let people give you the excuse that titles aren't, or that titles will complicate things. Titles are set in stone to make things simple. So don't let anybody give you that excuse. Soul ties are real. If y'all don't, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Watch who you're having sex with, okay, guys? If you're not gonna be able to wait until you're married to have sex, watch who you're having sex with, because not only are STDs and sex—that's an STD. I was about to say sexually transmitted diseases, but not only STDs and AIDS and HIV are real. Soul ties are real. Watch who you're tying your soul to, because sometimes those soul ties are not easily untied. Ooh, I'm gonna say that again. I should be getting paid for this. I'll be getting paid for this song. Anywho. Sometimes soul ties aren't so easily untied. Remember that. And I guess that's it. You guys have been listening and watching my TED Talk. No, I'm just kidding. So I hadn't done any TED Talks yet, but this is my first podcast episode. Please, please, please follow me on all of my social media platforms. YouTube, you can type in Keisha Carter, Kicking It With Keisha. You'll see my blue icon logo done by Trey Wilder himself of Swanisha. Instagram is InstaKeisha. Snapchat is InstaKeisha. Twitter is Insta... Is it InstaKeisha? Oh, I lied. Twitter is InstaKeisha. Snapchat is Queen Keisha. I couldn't get that one changed. We're gonna fix it. Don't worry about it. But anywho, you guys have stayed tuned. I so appreciate it. Please stay tuned for all of my other podcasts. I will announce when this one is available on iTunes, Spotify, and whatever Android uses to listen to podcasts, because I'm an Apple user, so I have to fix and figure out how to do these things. So anywho, you guys have been great. Please leave your comments and everything below. I will be commenting on them. And please, if you have any questions or any topics, or you would like to be associated with my show in any way, or even have a comment, either leave it under the comment section or email me at bodybykeisha. number1@yahoo.com. That's BODYBYKEESH. number1@yahoo.com. You guys have been great. Thank you for listening, and I will see you guys later.